BBS Radio. This is Vocal Profiling Live. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. With me, tall blonde Heather over on
Hi,
the board.
Guys.
Are you on the camera, Heather?
I'm on the camera. I'm behind the scenes. I got my corner over here.
And we have a newcomer, Renee. She's helping with production tonight. Say
Hi.
Hello. And taller. We decided that we're going to fix your back and your head, and you're going to grow taller, and then you're going to be 6 foot tall.
Oh, probably. You changed me to feisty last week.
Oh, we're feisty? Actually, Lisa is the writer of the show and does a lot of the information with Heather with publicity and media and press releases. You've been sending out press releases like crazy this week.
I've been going nuts. We've been busy.
We're always busy.
You keep me hopping.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
On this show, it's Vocal Profiling Live. We ask the audience to call in and give us your vocal profile. We are still concentrating on compatibilities, and mainly because we've never gotten to compatibilities ever on the last three shows we've tried to do.
We've been busy.
For all of this. We've been doing presidential candidates. We've been doing shows on the road. We just came back from Myrtle Beach, had a lot of fun there. And while we were there, we had some people who came up and asked us about are we compatible, and it was kind of an unusual situation. It was two men and a woman, and they were kind of a family unit, and one of them wanted children, one of the men wanted children, and one of them didn't, and so they wanted us to tell them what was wrong, what was really going on with this family unit when one of the family unit singular didn't want children and the rest of them did. And so we were able to look at their vocal print and tell them what was really going on. And I found that really fascinating. We should publish that.
We should. Are they going to make babies?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're going to make music.
Music is more fun, probably.
Well, in some ways. we have a call-in number, Heather, right? We have our own studio number here where people are going to call in?
It's 740.
I don't know if they can hear you.
698-0670.
Okay, or they can write to us at radio@vocalprofiling. Although I am using the computer for a file that we're going to talk about, so I may be a little slow in getting to the email. They may just need to call us tonight to do this. So we're also broadcasting live, and so if they want to go to BBS, that's Boy Boy Sam, Radio, one word, bbsradio.com. We are on the front cover. Thank you, Seth, for putting us on the front page there. And Heather, a lot of people have been signing up for our free nano course, but we're having some trouble with computers. Actually, this has been a whole week of reaction to electrical things and computers breaking down. So there is a link to class. Do you have that?
Actually, I have that. I've not yet posted that, but I will do so as of today.
I don't know if people can hear Heather way over there in the corner.
On NutriSound, it will be posted on the training page.
NutraSound. Yes. And we were holding those like once a week. We just recorded one of them so people can jump in and do that anytime they want, day or night, around the world. We really got some complaints from Japan that they didn't like it, that they had to stay up all night in order to deal with these classes, so we just recorded one so they can do it at any time. Is there other new recordings, Heather?
We always have some videos on YouTube, and all that information is listed on our media page of NutriSounds as well. So to keep updated on current events, radio shows that Sherry's on, video, we've got a new documentary that's out. We've got a brand new video from one of my very favorite interns, Ben, up on YouTube.
And it's free.
And it's free. And he is doing his thesis project on Sherry. So we're having a big meeting about that tomorrow. We're getting started with that.
They're doing another documentary. We counted them the other day. We could think of five that were English, and then a couple in Jeff, there's one in Japanese, and I think an Israeli company did one, and a German.
There's
actually a book, a German book.
Yes, there is.
Okay, without giving anything away, Heather, we're gonna talk a little bit about some incredible thing that's going on. Is that somebody calling us? Hello, do we have a caller?
Somebody just knocked into something and your sound just went down to almost nothing.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. Can you hear us
I'll
now?
I'll call back when I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
So the computers went down again, and the sound went down. So we'll be able, if we hold this phone close, can you try to get yours back up? Well, maybe it's because I almost told the secret, and maybe I shouldn't have. We are going to tell this secret. We're going to tell this secret to our practitioners, but we're not going to tell it to the public yet. We will tell you later, within a few days. But we have been contacted by some very incredibly important people, and they have asked us to do a project about the election coming up. And so we are going to be doing that, and I'm very happy, because you know what that says? They believe in what we do. They know that we're credible, and they're taking our opinions about some things.
I'm very excited.
You sound excited.
I am. It's going to be daunting, but it's exciting.
Very soon, and we are a little bit overwhelmed, but very, very excited.
Yes, we will take care of it. Lisa, your headache got taken care of?
My headache got taken care of.
Will you talk to people about that?
I had been at work for a very long day today, and the longer the day went, the worse the headache got. And I noticed that it was in a different spot than normal, and Sherry heard me talking about it, so we went down and did a voice print. And she found out that it was in my neck instead of my head, and that's what was causing it. So she hooked me up with some frequency sounds, and I came and listened to my box, and within about 15 minutes, I was all better.
So you believe now.
Well, if you can get rid of my headache, you can sign me up.
You know, that's what it really takes. You know, some of these experiences. And I'm hearing a lot of snapping and crackling and popping on this phone, Heather. Is there some way we can check with them and see if we're on the air? We're on the air. Okay. So what it takes is an experience that this really happened to you. And we know it isn't just charisma. We know that we're not talking people into it because there's some people who didn't want it to work, and it worked. And it works with newborn babies, and it works with comatose people. So that's a biggie. So we are still giving away the Nano Voice if people want to get in touch with Heather. H-E-A-T-H-E-R at vocalprofiling.com. Would you hand me my water over there? We'll put my water right on camera. And tonight we are going to talk about what we talked about, Lisa's headache. Heather, we've been getting a lot of mail. Would you come over and read a few pieces of that mail? So some of them were incredible. A lot of people sent me email about Palin and how could I, and she's a bitch, and lots of other things. But, you know, I got just as many emails saying she's wonderful and they'd vote for her. But I have to tell you, I cannot vote for Palin. And I can't vote for her because I can't vote for McCain. So what's in our mailbag?
Okay, I have one from Lita that says, I think you were talking about enzymes in chemistry, and she says, Dear Sherry, I missed your radio show discussing this and can't find it on your site. Can you tell me the results? I'm very curious. That was probably on one of your sound health shows.
About enzymes,
mm-hmm.
That we can look at people's enzymes by frequency and see what they have missing if they have a digestive issue. But Heather, can't you tell them how to find the archive?
Absolutely. There's several links on our Nutrisound site, Nutrisounds.com. The easiest way is to go to bbsradio.com, and if you click on our show and go to the show
information page, there's a link. It'll be to the right-hand side about halfway down. It says Program Archive. And once you sign up for that, I think you're a small monthly fee, I believe. I want to say $4.95, but I may be off on that.
BBS charges for archives?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Nothing's free anymore.
We're giving away Nano Voice for
that
free.
That is absolutely free.
That's true.
But it's because of that attitude that nothing's free anymore that people don't believe we're really doing that.
But for a very small fee, you have complete access to the archives, and our archives go back, what, at least two and a half years.
It was 2 years in May
that
we go on the air.
So there's a lot of really valuable information, a lot of fun shows on there, especially on our Thursday shows.
Yeah.
And we write descriptions.
We do.
Of each
we
of the
do.
Shows.
Yes, we do. We write lots of those.
The writer over there takes care of that for us. And you do a wonderful job.
Thank you. Heather, do we
have another quote here from Barbara. We send out email announcements to those of you that are on our list, and if you're not on our list, contact me, Heather at vocalprofiling.com, and I will get you signed up. She says, in response to our subject matter for the night, wow.
Well, it's something on everybody's mind, because we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about the McCain wanting to kill the debates or postpone the debates. We're going to talk about Bernanke, and who else do we have?
Paulson,
and there's
Palin.
Palin, yes. I was surprised by that one.
Oh, we have caller.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Dr. Greenberg calling from Maryland.
Hi, Dr. Greenberg from Maryland.
Yes, I'm a radio show on BBS Radio.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is that the sound is very distant, and it's very hard to hear. I was wondering if there's any way that you can increase the volume.
Should we ask Seth to increase the volume because they can't hear anything? Seth, are you listening to us there at the station?
I can hear you on the phone, but I just cannot hear you.
Is he listening on the video or is he listening on the broadcast on the radio?
Are you listening to the broadcast on the radio or are you listening to the broadcast video?
I think I'm listening to the radio. In other words, I see you and
you
a
see.
Lady and
okay, then he's on the video
rooftop next to you.
Okay, you're on the video. If you can see us, you're on the video portion of this. How about if I try to speak up? Would that work? I'm speaking really loud right now. Does that work? Okay, I'll just try to eat this microphone here. And we'll pass it around the studio as we go along. Oh, that they can't hear over there, so I shouldn't break their eardrums and shout. Okay, thank you, Dr. Greenberg.
Is there a better way to listen to this?
Heather, is there a better way to listen?
He needs to go to Station 2 and listen to the audio as opposed to the video.
You can go to BBS Radio Station 2. And they will be broadcasting the audio there, but he won't be able to see it, will he?
He won't be able to see it, but there will be better audio.
You won't be able to
see it. As long as I can hear it, though.
There's a listen live button on the index page.
There's a listen live button on the index page, Seth is saying.
On the right-hand side.
On the right-hand side. I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about, Seth. Okay, he's looking at the broadcast. Seth?
I'm looking at the broadcast.
And he says there's a listen live button.
Listen live.
Seth, where is it?
The left side or right side?
It'll be on page 2.
It's on page 2 of what?
BBSradio.com.
Listen live is at the top.
Okay, and it has nothing to do with
BBS 2. Yes, we are on BBS 2 tonight.
Okay, so click to listen to. I got it.
All right, great.
Thanks very much.
Yep, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Explain that the volume is going to be lower on this.
Heather says the volume is going to be lower on the broadcast video, but if you go to audio... And that'll be available also later, won't it, on just the letter U, stream.tv/channel/sound-health-hour. That looks like now instead of hour over there. I'm reading something across the room. They've got notes all over. It is grand what they have, how they have this little studio set up. Okay, every week, too, we also do something called a keynote. And I wrote a miserable keynote for Lisa because I was doing so much work on all of this economic stuff that people have been asking us to do. But can you manage to
kind of
slop through that?
I'll try and wade through it. The keynote for today, Sherry says, is a great time for reactions. So if you're drinking alcohol, or shame on you if you're into heroin, but sodium or toluene or, say this one again for me, bovine casein.
That's toluene. So I'm trying to say, everybody's reactions, allergies, responses are just so elevated in the last 3 or 4 days.
So if you're exposed to any of this stuff, your reactions are going to be much more intense. And the other thing that we found out that was very interesting, this bovine casein, they have noticed a correlation between milk products and insulin resistance. And we had one of our callers mention to us, and I'm just going to read this word for word so everybody can understand it. It has been shown that milk consumption in childhood contributes to the development of type 1 diabetes. Certain proteins in milk resemble molecules on the beta cells of the pancreas that secrete insulin. In some cases, the immune system makes antibodies to the milk protein that mistakenly attack and destroy the beta cells. So all of the work that Sherry has been doing here with diabetes and insulin resistance, she has noticed that a lot of the frequency numbers are the same.
For the milk protein, the milk casein, and the insulin are the same frequency, and that's true with a lot of things in the body. But one of the things I noticed, all the natural things in the body are in this nice pattern, and it's all the things from outside that's really causing us a problem. Bovine milk, cow milk,
right,
is really causing a problem with people being able to use insulin. That's milk and cheese and other kinds of things because it's the same frequency. So here's a cell in the body that's out there looking for insulin, and it happens to come on the frequency that it needs, and it binds with it, and it happens to be a milk protein, and then the body goes, I don't know what to do with that.
Right.
So there's this incredible frequency matrix of the body, and that's what we're looking at in the people's voice. We do very serious things here at the lab. This is the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and we do vocal profiling for emotional reasons, for fun, and because we don't want anybody to come knocking on our door and say you're doing something you ought not to do. So if we just treat it as fun, then people aren't going to be likely to cause us a problem.
We don't need any of that, do we?
You guys were playing with Nano Voice before the show.
We were, because we had not tried the new one.
And what happened?
Well, it was really interesting. We found that a lot of it was quite true because we were doing it as coworkers, to see, like, compatibility for coworkers. Did it work? We think it did.
Anything surprise you?
No. It told us exactly what we already knew.
We had a lady in Myrtle Beach that came up, and if you have one number that's, like, 20 times higher than the rest,
right,
then you get this little special printout that comes up. And I said to her, you'd have more friends if you think about them first.
No.
And the second sentence was, you're really sensitive to criticism, especially when it's true. And she was like, how do I get into that?
She was mad at you, wasn't she?
She was very mad.
We don't ever get a chance to play with Nano because we're always so busy. So in the evening, we had a few minutes, and so we tried it on each other, and it was pretty neat.
Well, we have some things that we want to talk to people about, that about the economy and using Nano Voice to do it. And this is the free one, so they can follow right along. And this Thursday night, BBS Radio Vocal Profiling Live has turned into a class for all of the people who downloaded Nano Voice. This has turned into a class to teach them how to do this. Renee, you're quiet over there. I heard you laughing before the show. How'd the nano voice go for you?
They told me that I was confused.
You'll have to come a little closer to the phone here.
I said that it told me that I was confused.
Were you?
I am very confused. Quite frequently, actually. But it was right on. It did tell me quite a bit of stuff. I was confused, of course, about some of them, but Lisa explained that was me.
She didn't want to admit a couple, but I'm like, no, sweetie.
No, she's like, you be quiet, that's you.
Renee, can you hand us those couple of CDs right there? Those are new things.
Great.
I don't know if you can get these on camera.
Lisa, have Lisa hold them up.
Have Lisa hold them up. Doorway to a New Medicine. That one you can get on Amazon, can't you?
This one's on Amazon.
Yes. On the Amazon? That has good stuff in it. Things that are blending of psychic, I didn't want to say that word, of science and the esoteric all at the same time.
Right.
Because this idea of the voice holds a lot of information has been around. You can tell when someone's sad or upset or sarcastic. And this one's a new one.
This is brand new.
Is this on Amazon yet?
It's going to be if it's not already. If they are interested in purchasing a copy, they can contact me as well.
Okay.
Sound barriers of disease.
We have to take a moment, look at the back.
Lisa did the back.
That's why we're
looking at that. And I love that cover.
That's your favorite, isn't it?
Yes, it is, that Maltese cross. I found out after I fell in love with that cross that it really means that is the sect of the Templars that were the helpers. The health helpers, it's now used for firemen, rescue firemen. They use that that emblem, and you get a red cross.
Yeah.
That's where they got part of that. So if people want to call in, it's 740-698-0670. And you can also call in the BBS numbers, and Heather's supposed to have those, but I don't see. Oh, they're up on the wall. I can't read that far. I'll try. Oh, you can leave it. 877-489-6350. That's worldwide. And then there's an 800 number for U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. There's a direct number, 530-776-5154. And if you forget all of those, just go to bbsradio.com. They're all on the front page there. Hello, you're on the air. They didn't want to be on the air. Hello, caller. We lost connection. We're hanging up on you. Ooh. Maybe they wanted to sell us insurance. So if you want to call, we're doing compatibility. So you can talk about a person. We can tell you what the issues are. Two of you can call in. Do we get along? Do we not? What's going on? But what I have up on the screen here, and can you see this, Heather, on the screen? Can you pull this down just a little bit? Are any of you interested in what's going on with the economy and this bailout? What do you think? What do you think about this bailout for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
I think that if it is going to put money in the pockets of people now and help them with mortgages, and people need money, it's getting bad, and I don't want it to be something that starts way up at the top, and by the time it filters down, nobody at home ever sees it.
But why should... Caller on line one? Hi, caller.
Hi. Here I am. Is it Sherry?
This is Sherry. Who's this?
Oh, Sherry, I'm Linda, and I wanted to thank you for your wonderful work. It's just fabulous. And also, Sherry, I'm wondering if you... are able to help a person with Lou Gehrig's ALS?
Yes, we have done that.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have him call in. And
that is so serious. It's not something that we can do on the air, but they certainly could call the office and make an appointment.
Oh, that sounds very good.
I'll give you the number, 740.
I have it, Terry.
The 911 number?
Yes.
Okay, that would be great. They'll set up a preliminary appointment for you. We can do that right online on the person's computer. We can get a preliminary evaluation of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
It takes about a half hour to 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then they'll try to refer you to a local practitioner. And, you know, we really, really need practitioners. People call in all the time and want to be seen. And I just don't, there's not enough of me to go around. So I'm trying to clone me by teaching people how to do this. And the first course is free just to see if people can handle it and they want to get involved and bring this to their community.
Yes.
And I certainly thank you for asking that question because it allows me to remember to bring up, we're doing a big project on traumatic brain injury for the returning soldiers and also for post-traumatic stress disorder. So if there's anybody out there who wants to train to do this and do it in a professional way and have this available in your community, we'll make you a good deal, get you in here in class. October class is what, in 3 weeks?
October 27th through the 31st.
Okay, so we got about 3 weeks to prepare you to get in here, and we will try hard to make it easy on you to get in here to class.
That's scary.
Okay.
If a person wants to get started, the best way is to just go to your classes there where you're located.
You can do the classes on your computer.
Okay.
The best way to get started is to sign up for a preview class. And
okay.
We do
okay.
Your voice right online with you.
Uh-huh.
There's anywhere from 5 to 10 people in those classes. And if you cannot get to a class, we have a class that we recorded that
okay.
You can watch. So write to Heather.
Okay.
@vocalprofiling.com, and she'll give you all those links. They're not up on our website yet at nutrasound.com, but she's working hard and furious over there in the corner trying to get them up online.
She's all over it.
We should have the link here, or if you'll just write to me, Sherry Edwards at sherryedwards.com, I can give you the link of where you can just...
Sherry, thank you so much, and keep up the wonderful work. I can't wait to... I have had mine done once before. It's the most wonderful experience of my life, and I just can't wait to get back so that I can learn some and be involved.
Can you tell people a little bit about your experience?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. I traveled very far to go to you, very many states away, and I had a little problem with my breast pain and so on. Did a voice print, and you gave me the frequencies, and that helped and resolved my issue.
And it was easy?
Very.
Did it
easy.
Hurt?
No, it was so pleasant, and being in your company was very healing also. Being there at your center was just, it was a wonderful experience to the point where I just can't wait to learn about it because I had a wonderful result in my health.
Well, that is great.
Yes. And so
get
I really
involved, and we'll get you in class, and we'll get things going.
Okay, Sherry. And
I love it.
It's been a while since I've seen you, but I'd love to see you again. So thank
okay,
you so much. Thank you.
Give us a call. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
You know, I almost hung up on her.
I know.
You were going to slap my face.
I was, because you slapped mine the other day, remember?
Okay, we're going to go back to the economy. My question. Why should the taxpayers pay for a bailout for a company that made bad decisions?
I don't think it's right.
Which part of it's not right?
That my tax money's bailing out a privately owned company.
But you just said people need it.
I think that is not the approach. I think what needs to be done is that the money that the government already has needs to get to the people that need it, not bailing out companies. The money needs to filter down to you and me and the people who are losing their houses and who can't afford gas at $4.10 a gallon. And
somebody sent me a picture of, it was Bill Clinton and, what's the guy who was his vice president? Come on.
Al Gore?
Al Gore. By a gas station, 89 cents a gallon, 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Now,
Bill, where are you? Come on.
Yeah.
We want Bill.
We can write it.
Exactly.
We can write it in. We want Bill. Actually, another call. This is good. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan. Can you not hear us still?
I can hear you fine, but I wanted to talk about this bailout thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the problem is this, is that the reason that they're having this problem in the first place is because there has been a tremendous inflation going on, which has caused the price of petroleum to go up because the dollar has been going down. See, they're printing too much money, and they're spending too much money on the war and on these other things. And so when they want to do this bailout, the problem is that the bailout is going to make the inflation even worse. So they're just compounding the problem.
You sound like Ron Paul.
Well, I think he's a very smart guy. And I think that if people would listen to him and follow his advice, that the country would be in much better shape.
We just did your vocal print while you were talking about this. Can you see it up on the screen?
No, I can. I'm just listening right now because when I put the video on, I can't hear.
Okay, well, it says that you are very intent on doing something about this, and you're very reactive, and you feel a lot of emotion about it, and you... There's no plan, but you would be very willing to carry out the plan if there was an answer. But you have a lot of emotions where it comes to fairness, and you're stubborn. Are you stubborn? Are you very stubborn, Alan?
Stubborn in terms of when I believe in something, I stick to it.
Well, do you have an answer for this?
Well,
you know, they're going to do it whether we want them to or not. They don't listen to us peons.
The real problem is... We really need to get rid of the Federal Reserve because there's no reason why the United States should have to pay these private bankers for the privilege of printing money when we can print it ourselves and avoid all that interest. They charge us interest for the money that they print.
You know what? I can go downstairs right now. We could figure out how to print some, couldn't we?
We could go to jail, too.
That's why he's saying we get rid of the Federal Reserve. It's all good.
What do you think would happen if we got rid of the Federal Reserve today, tomorrow?
Well, it would totally turn... Well, you know, they would be furious, of course, and they would do everything possible to sabotage us, probably. But the truth of the matter is the country would start a marvelous recovery if we could get rid of it.
Well, I don't think anybody knows how just to get rid of them tomorrow.
Well, the way to do it is to go into Congress and vote them out. That's how, but the Congress has been bought out by them, and so, you know, it's hopeless.
You really think it's hopeless?
Well, it's hopeless until we get such a catastrophe that people have to open their eyes and say, well, this is really not working, and we must...
You know, one of the things I wonder about a lot is people keep saying the economy's really bad and there's no money. But we traveled recently, and in every state that we were in that had gambling, they look prosperous.
Really?
Now, if people don't have money to eat and buy gasoline, why do they have money to gamble?
A wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
But they spend it.
That there's a section of the population, especially the bankers and their friends and the employees of the big multinational corporations and the government workers have a steady supply of money. But there's a very large segment of the population which is destitute, which has no place to live or minimal food or... unable to send their kids to school and so forth. And that's the problem, is that there's an unequal distribution of money in our society.
Well, I don't know how to fix it, and I don't think the people that we evaluated can fix it either, because we have Bernanke and Paulson, and we have McCain. on the bailout, too. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think McCain is a disaster waiting to happen. His health is not good, and I don't think he's honest, and I think that he's going to be nothing but trouble.
Well, do you want to see his print? Because that's where we're going now.
I'd love it.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
At least he can hear it. Okay. Bernanke, McCain is at the bottom. You want to start there?
There he is.
Okay, let's go up. What we did, Heather, come over here and explain where we got this. Okay, good. Who is
there
this? Heather, come and explain where we got these. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Kathy here.
Hi.
I just want to say I agree with him. The big problem here is the Federal Reserve. They're shifting the attention to all kinds of things, nonsense, total nonsense, and companies that were part of it. But basically, the real problem is the Federal Reserve. If you look at the 1800s, we had a gold standard. And occasionally a bank, there'd be a run on a bank because a bank would goof off and screw up, and that bank would go under. And when they brought in the Federal Reserve, one of the excuses these private families had for bringing in the Federal Reserve was that they were going to stop runs on banks. But since then, if you look at the price of gold, it's been all over the place. And we have had more problems than we've ever had in the 19th century with banks. The Federal Reserve is basically a private business that our taxes support. They print counterfeit money that has no backing. If we did that, we'd be in jail. They need a little money. They print it up, and then they loan it to the U.S. government, and the U.S. government pays interest on what is basically counterfeit, on toilet paper. And the only reason it survived is because people accept it. And that's what people have to do. They have to stand up and say no more. I mean, when you see a company like Freddie Mac, the guy who ran this into the ground based on rules from the Federal Reserve, giving himself a $38 million bonus days before it went under, and then you see Lehman Brothers putting aside, what, $7 or $8 billion out of the country to give themselves all bonuses. What is going on here? And if they expect people who are making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year to pay off debts while they're walking off with millions and billions?
Can't we prosecute?
Okay, the whole thing is going to be trillions before this is over.
Can't we prosecute these people, Kathy?
I don't know if they will. It's very difficult because the powers that be, the New World Order, the people who are controlling this this country, are basically working together to destroy it, to bring it down on purpose. Because if you bring down America, what you will do is you'll be able to create your New World Order with more ease. I mean, the next step is to make Mexico, the U.S., and Canada into the North American Union, and they're running their big highway through us as I speak. Fortunately, there are a lot of politicians who are saying no to this, mostly state politicians who say they won't allow this in their states. Congress has been bought. They're just a bunch of whores. That's all they are. They're a bunch of whores, and they should all be voted out.
Way to go, Kathy.
Fortunately, everyone in Congress is up this November for a re-election, and frankly, the best thing to do is just vote them all out. And then the next ones that come in, you know, vote them all out. We really need some change here.
Kathy, who are you voting for president?
Well, Ron Paul, I thought he was going to back the Libertarian Party candidate, but the Libertarian Party candidate, who was either a senator or a congressman from the South, voted for the Patriot Act and, you know, the alleged Patriot Act, that horrible act that no patriot would ever have written. And, so I don't trust him. And so now Ron Paul has come out, and he's backed the, which group? Constitutional Party. I'll be voting for the candidate from the Constitutional Party.
Well, we have some truths that we'd like to get on the show tonight from Bernanke and Paulson and a lot of people who are telling fibs.
Those people, they're just puppets. They're nothing. They stick money in their pockets, and they tell them to say this. I mean, I had CNN on earlier. There are a bunch of people on there who allegedly are experts in economics,
And they're talking about how we have to accept this or everything's going to crash. Bull. This is exactly what's going to make everything crash. This is going to make things much worse. It's going to screw the average American over terribly. And the only people who are going to get out of it are the people at the top who are basically setting things up to run off with everything themselves.
How do we get out of it?
Maybe it's time for another American revolution.
You want to lead it? You've done a lot of that.
March
on Washington?
Let's put it this way. I'm getting old, but I'll be on the front lines.
Okay, Kathy, we're going to go on to show you what McCain really thinks.
He's a psychopath, I'll tell you. He's a total psychopath. He's a warmongering, wacko psychopath. I don't think he has a mind, Sherry. I think the man is totally mind controlled.
Well, he's got something to hide, and we want to talk about it.
Okay, go to it.
Thank you
listening.
For your call.
Bye-bye.
Kathy really tells what she thinks.
She does, but I want a solution.
That is awesome.
And she and Ralph, they're wonderful. They have led so many marches against Washington for our rights, and they help people that get in trouble. I just got something from them today. Somebody got arrested for something with alternative medicine, I think, and some little thing, and they put $1 million bail on the person. I mean, they're...
Don't they have anything better to do with their time, like...
Harass people?
The economy and stuff?
Well, I don't want to get off on this, but, you know, we won a lawsuit against the state twice, so they sued us again last week for the same thing. They're just trying to bug people. This is John McCain, and he's talking about delaying the debate. And he's saying delay the debate because he wants to go back to Washington and do something about it. Poppycock. That's not why he's going back. There is something emotional going on here, and it deals with an emotional plan that he knows he can't carry out. This blue is emotion. And look at this tall, tall blue here. 44 is normal. He's at 78. And then down here, carry out the plans emotionally. The plan is being, some emotional plan is being hatched. And it has something to do with words. Some words have gotten out that he's trying to plan to stuff it back in somewhere. I don't know what it is. But this is a very reactive chart. He is not going back to Washington because he's feels that there is a crisis in our financial situation. He's going back for some emotional reason that's all tied up with trying to create an intellectual, ego-centered manipulation of people. So he's not telling the truth there. Can we go on down? Because there are other things.
Absolutely.
That gets worse here. And then we'll go back to Bernanke. Too fast. Yeah, go back.
Okay.
Just as people for a little lesson here of what they're doing, when we start looking at this, when we looked at his chart, there was 8 mental nodes, 8 yellow nodes, 8 emotional nodes. So mental and emotional are fighting, 6 reactive nodes, red, and 6 do nodes with thoughts, those 6 greens. So what's winning out here is his mental, emotional, they can't read this? Okay. Go ahead. This is about the postponement, and it's he called to Obama to join him, and it was purely his emotions that were backing it. This is McCain about America's financial crisis. Look what he's concerned with. This is green, a very tall green G. 184 hits on it. 44 is normal. That means G is physical. There is a physical plan he needs to carry out. Kathy's talking about all these people physically running off with all this money. The government bails them out. The American people end up paying the money. There is some physical, I got to do this now thing, but it doesn't have much backing. Look at how much of the rest of the voice is empty. C, C sharp, D, D sharp, all empty. E, F, and F sharp, very, very small. So A is yellow here. A is management. So he's trying to manage something that he's got to do that deals with his physical environment or protecting something physical. Now, the next two blew my mind. This is about unite the parties. unite the parties. Hecky poo. I don't know another word I can say on the air. But look at all the red. He's got 7 red notes. A red note is a reaction note. Unite the parties. Call for both parties. No. Look, he's talking about words here. And his note of E, which is words, is 10. Normal is 44. So what does that tell you about his words? The words are not matching the note of D, which is I'll manage it for you. This note of D is like mother management. What's best for you? I'll take care of it. Shut up and just let me handle it. That's what that high D stands for. 114 notes of D. 44 is supposed to be normal. And look at this C-sharp, 117, intellectual C-sharps. An intellectual is stubborn if it's blue. If it is yellow here, it means truth and fairness. He really thinks that somehow he's convinced himself that he's doing what's the right thing. But it's an intellectual plan, and it doesn't have his own emotional backing. The note of the blue note is what, a third of what the yellow is? So he doesn't even have his own support to do this. The blue is his emotions, but look at how high that yellow is. It's at least twice, if not more. And I'm going to do it? Look at that. I mean, if that's one hit down here in this little green. So the C-sharp is also a mental thing that's going on. It means he is incredibly strong mentally. If the blue and the yellow would match, because he's matching his emotions. This is not true. What this person is feeling is not what this person is trying to manage. I see your expression there, Heather. When I'm saying this, when he's talking about unite both parties,
he doesn't really want to?
No, he doesn't want to at all, except for some kind of show. Because look at this. There's all the action over there in red on the right-hand side. And then all this tall intellect, it's to create some kind of image. He doesn't even believe in it himself. It's a reaction to something that he thinks he has to do. There's two more that are side by side here. This is about he wants to return to Washington. I'm going to do a little lesson here for people. He wants to return to Washington. He has 139 hits on the note of C. Now, remember, normal 44. That's the highest note, and C is about ego, self-preservation, me, 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 me first. So what's his reason for returning to Washington?
Make him look like he's doing something that he should be doing, which is voting for the economy. It'll look like he's actively participating and not campaigning.
But his real intent is his own
self.
You know, his own ego. And this is mental. So did somebody else tell him that? Maybe, but they didn't have much influence because the rest of the notes are very, very small. The D, C sharp, and E, yellow that matches this whole set, very small. So this is his own thing that he wants to do here. And he doesn't have much support by F. C and F are pairs of action. And F is nothing. F is planning, and it's tiny, tiny. F-sharp has a tiny bit of blue, 14, 15 there. So it doesn't match this great big 139, and they should be kind of equal. So there's a lot more emotional ought-to-dos here, but it's not in support of his ego. We look over there at A-sharp, really big red A-sharp at 80. I think it's 80. I can't see it. I can look on here. It's 80. So that is a reaction. There is a spiritual reaction here. There's a physical reaction here. This man really thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks that he is the right person to pull this through. He's really convinced himself of that. In an intellectual way. I don't believe he feels it in his heart. I just believe either somebody has given him a great big pep talk or he's convinced that he's the leader and it ought to stay that way. Go on down, you can look at, that's Palin, so, okay. We'll get back to McLean in a minute because there's another set here where it shows that his C-sharp is incredibly high on two different things, and part of it is the bailout, and it's all about justice, stubborn. Good grief. Okay, we only have 5 minutes left. I'm getting a signal behind the curtain here. Okay, this is Palin on Katie Couric's show about taking action and reforms on Wall Street. One of the things Palin said that just kind of blew my mind is we're heading for a depression and Congress needs to do something. Why would she put that out? That is totally contrary to what McCain is saying. We need to do something about this. You know, and there's Bernanke saying we are financially strong. I can't remember the exact words, but it meant, oh, our finances are on a strong foundation. Just what does he mean by that? We've been strong 50 years ago or something?
Yeah.
I have never seen an election that pulled people apart and polarized people so much as this one. They're either on totally on that side or totally on this side, or they're not going to vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about this in the staff meeting today, people were not going to vote. It's like a waste. It's not going to happen anyway. But when you look at Palin here, she's right back to emotion and do. This is a great combination for somebody who believes in themselves. A lot of blue here in D sharp and E. She believes in her words. She will carry those words through to fruition. She will get things done. A little bit scattered. Really low ego here. So it really is not going to matter what you guys say about her. It's not going to affect her because she has this strong opinion of herself as a good emotional manager. And she will manage by emotions and by her accomplishments and her deeds. But like I said, I can't vote for her because she is attached to McCain. And as I heard somebody say, it's going to be McBush if we do this. I cannot support the war. I cannot support these elevated gas prices. I was in a meeting accidentally about a year and a half ago, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time and got scooted in with the bigwigs. And I sat in a meeting where people who were developing new sources of energy, I want to finish this. Hold on, caller. New sources of energy. And they were saying, we have to elevate the price of gas because this new energy that we're doing costs so much, nobody's going to switch over unless we elevate gas prices and force them to switch. So in my mind, from that meeting, and these were important people, this elevation of gas prices is artificial to support the people who invested in alternative energy sources, and I'm ticked. Okay, caller, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Basically, what you're saying is that they're all lying to us.
They're not telling us all the truth.
So it's partial truth.
Go back up to the front where Bernanke is. It's partial truth. They're withholding information. What they're saying to us as the truth is not really. Here's Bernanke's statements about the Federal Reserve and the bailout of AIG. A lot of emotion here. We only have a couple minutes. Go to the one where there's a lot of fear involved in one of his. Is it the third one? He shows, no, that's okay. Paulson. Go back up.
Here we go. Anyway.
The bailout here, this shows a lot of fear. And it's personal fear. It's his family fear. It's personal fear. So I don't know if he is, if something's going to happen, if they're going to kick him out. Look at that high B, high blue B here.
Are you thinking that maybe his family is being threatened?
I don't think they're being threatened. I think he's fearful of what's going to happen to him and his position, and his family's going to get the fallout from how I look at this. But look at all the blue in his words, E's words, and there's balance here with intellect, but there's so much emotion here that is not balanced with intellect, and that's always indicative of fear.
Gee, but the unusual thing is the fact that even with his position, even if he were to leave tomorrow, he'd still have guaranteed income. Not like he's going to lose anything monetarily. And, I mean, if you think about it, all the guy has to do is write a book, and, you know, he can live off of that. I'm just wondering if he, if his, I think it's, my personal feeling there's so much money at stake. I think it's physical fear. That's just my opinion.
Somebody's going to do away with him?
Do away with him, or better yet, do away with somebody, you know.
Well, this isn't a physical fear because his intellect and his emotions are balanced here at G. He is fearful that something of his physically will be lost. I don't think that's a life, though. I think that's something physical that he owns or is over that's going to be lost.
Well, you're difficult. I defer to your professional opinion.
Well, that's very sweet of you. We got only one minute. Oh my goodness, we want to get to this. Is there that's the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we post this, guys?
Yes.
Or people, where are you going to post it?
On Vocal Impressions
on bbs.com. bbsradio.com.
Are you going to be back on Coast to Coast AM? Because this is really good. Or I hope you go on Alex Jones' show and talk to him about this, because this would be incredible.
Do you know Alex?
Listening to his shows, and I've talked to him on the radio, talked to him with George Norrie and whatnot.
Well, we'll try it, guys. Can we get in touch and try that?
I think we might be able to just pull that out of a hat somewhere.
Okay.
If you contacted Alex Jones' show, he would put this on. I bet you. I bet you, you know...
Well, can you give him a cup of coffee? Can you give him a call and suggest it? Because that's usually how we get on. People hear what we say.
Absolutely.
And
especially since you're saying that they're posting only half the truth, because he's got some pretty interesting analysis on what's going on. And they're definitely not telling us the truth. No question about that.
Well, look at the big division here. I don't know if you can see the screen, but between emotions and intellect, there's not even any connection here. But we'll post all this. I don't know how many pages long this is. They say we have to wrap it up. They're running me off the air. And this one, too, there's just a lot of disconnect between the words, big holes, big gaps. And look, absolutely no note of E, so he doesn't believe in what he's saying. And he's talking about the housing market bailout. He doesn't believe his own words about this.
No, because that was artificially created.
Yes.
And Jones has got the internal documents from like the Bilderberg meetings and previous internal memos from other companies that prove that this is definitely orchestrated.
Boy, I want to see more and I want to hear more. So I will go on and look at some of their archives and we'll definitely get in touch with him.
Yes, great.
Thank you for turning us on to that.
Have a nice night.
We gotta go. We love it, guys. We love sharing the truth with you and what's really going on. Hope you join us next week. We'll try compatibility again. Do you want to do some more with this debate and whether people are going to pass the debate?
I think we should see how things go this week because something will happen.
Later. The truth will set you free.